Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. Wixie joins us to talk some rugby union. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2FM.com.au.
Mate, talk to us about the Sevens Championships coming up.
Yeah, fantastic to see that we've got an issue here with our kids in both Central North and also Newcastle. They'll be heading off to Tuncurry next weekend, and that should be quite a bit of fun. We'll talk a little bit more about it next week, maybe on Tuesday or Saturday. But we've got some sad news for you also. We've lost the AON Sevens when it comes to the ladies. So that university competition involving the University of Newcastle has been shown the door, which has made quite a few people very, very disappointed, very angry. But that was the consequence of the Pearls not being able to win a medal at the Olympics, so I've been told. But still, Rugby Australia could have kicked the can and AON could have stuck around and been part of it, because it was a fantastic pathway for the girls to come through and play rugby, not only for Sevens but also for 15s. But at least we do have the Pearls.
A failure at international level means that the price is paid at grassroots level. Who's running this show?
Yeah, well, it's Rugby Australia, but that's another story.
Okay.
And that will come out, the story will come out in 6 months' time, like it tends to do in the rest of the old media. But, yeah, it's very disappointing, because we've got a very good crew there with the ladies and also the gents, and they'll be back into it, and we'll talk more about that later in the year, what's happening with the HSBC 7 series around the world.
All right, and there's a test match coming to Tamworth.
Yeah, fantastic news. We talked on Tuesday with Pete about the experience there with New South Wales, Queensland and ACT in the 20s playing each other at least once, if not home and away. And hopefully there'll be some games in the country as part of that. But yeah, currently the Australian 20s, that'll be looking to go to a World Championship in June next year, will be having a week more than likely at West Leagues there in Tamworth and playing a test match, if not against the Junior All Blacks, certainly against opposition from the Pacific Islands. So that's great for the game that we're going to get an international in this space. So it's sometime in April, and of course in June after Super Rugby finished, we have the test series there, where of course, as we said before, we'll be playing against the Poms in three tests. Interesting times when it comes to that.
And I need you to go quickly, because there is a million test matches being played this weekend. Can you give us some of the highlights to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, speaking of which, we play the Poms tomorrow morning on not only Stan, but also BN3, which is on pay TV, channel 515, so it is on pay TV.
Right.
And, of course, also a little bit earlier, we do have the small issue of Ireland taking on the All Blacks, so that's going to be fascinating to see if the All Blacks can back up after a very tired performance against the Italians last week. And Sunday night at about 11:30 on both BN and also Stan, we've got Georgia taking on France after France just managed to squeak a result against Argentina. But, yeah, interesting times when it comes to that. And certainly some great times with Scotland, of course, kicking things off tonight as they take on South Africa again at about 11:30.
That should be a very good test match. Wixie, we will catch up and talk more rugby Tuesday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks as always, mate.
Thanks very much, Bear.